Ganz, ganz herzlich willkommen.
Be welcome.
Und wie Bruder Miskis
and as Brother Miskis already said, especially all those who are here today for the first time, all the newcomers, all brothers and sisters from near and far, from all over Europe, from the various countries. May God bless in particular our beloved brothers from Atlanta, from the various states, from all of Africa. God bless you. We really wish that the word of the Lord may run and that the last ones are reached. Of course, many ministering brethren are in our midst who carry the same word, the same message, and who are blessed by God. We have a large number of greetings. I will be very brief. Greetings from Brother Wallström. Greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. All of you, of course, have heard that at the second weekend in October, we had a wonderful meeting in Rome. The people of God were coming together to hear the Word of God. And hardly, very seldom, I was welcomed and said farewell after the meeting there. May God bless you there in the whole country, up down to Palermo, also our beloved brother there. Then from Brother Ellis from Edmonton, we received wonderful greetings with all his house. Greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Gilsong. Greetings from Ashdod, Israel. Then greetings from Chile. Greetings here. Here we have especially, yes, Brother Joseph from Atlanta is in our midst. Brother Moise from Kinshasa is in our midst. Then we have greetings from Finland. Brother and Sister Holviti and all the others are sending greetings. Then greetings from Auckland, New Zealand. Greetings from Guadeloupe. Special greetings from Guadeloupe. Then greetings from Benin. Then greetings from Haiti. Then from Libreville, Gabon. Greetings from our brother Hilton Thomas from Cape Town. He has written a wonderful report. Then greetings from brother Janusz from Poland. Then greetings from brother Moses from Denver. Then greetings from Cluj in Romania. Then greetings from our brother John from Bucharest and from all who love the Lord there. Then we have also greetings from brother Joseph Klama. Then greetings from Canada, Ottawa. Then from Budapest, Hungary. Greetings once again from Kinshasa. And greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town. Special greetings again from Gabon. And very special greetings from our beloved brother, my friend, Brother Dr. Bie from the DRC. Just so nice that we are joined with the Lord, joined with all the elect from all nations and all tongues. Now, just a very short report of what God has done in October 2011. Rome, I already mentioned. Then it went to the Far East, and especially to Cambodia and to Vietnam, where the Lord really opened doors as it would have been impossible years ago. Also in Vietnam, every meeting must be reported to the police, and God has just given grace. He has given us a wonderful hall, and before we could register, already everything was finished, and God's people were blessed. Just so wonderful how everything was led. The good was that the sermons in all these languages, also in the Khmer language, they were recorded. They can be duplicated now. And then they can be passed on into the various countries to hear the word of God. Just so wonderful. Then it went to Singapore, and then from Singapore to the Philippines, and there God again has given grace that many preachers were coming together from the various directions, and the word of the Lord was just powerful. And at the end, the brothers told me, "Today you preached exactly 2 hours." Yes, but the word of the Lord is just so precious. One cannot just travel on and then preach for 20 minutes. No, one has to take the time to set forth the plan of salvation of our God. Then we had a wonderful meeting in Graz, in Austria. It was also very good. Old friendships were refreshed. And if one then experiences, also our precious sister, which I met 42 years ago for the first time, and now she's over 90. Then she's sitting at the piano, and she plays 4 stanzas of a song as a welcoming song. It was my first stayover in Graz. It's just the experiences which bring forth the memories from the old times. We had a very good fellowship with all. And then also Zurich. God is faithful. To him be the glory for everything what he's doing right now. To the timely events, we will not go much into it. We all heard of it. Perplexity. No solution. Whole countries are in trouble. Banks are in trouble. Everything is in trouble. Then the announcement from the Vatican, openly, the requirement of a world central bank for a body for the United Nations. Everything is suggested here, what shall come and what will come. An UNO World Police, everything is suggested. And then it will also happen. An EU financial minister, a new world government, world central bank. Everything shall happen very shortly. And then the last announcement The building of the Tower of Babel was yesterday. Today it's called Pentecost. The one family of mankind. Yes, the unification takes place. Let it happen. We find ourselves in the Gospel of John, in the chapter 17, Father, you in me, and I in them, so that we may be all one. This is the divine unity which God wanted, and which he will also have. As already said, if we pay attention to all the things which are now really are going on, I just read two or three scriptures to show us that we really arrived at the end of the time of grace. How long the end will last, we don't know. But so much we know that God has given us the grace, the word of prophecy, the word of prophecy for the end time, to recognize it and to place it biblically. In the prophet Daniel, and then in Revelation 13, we have similar, almost the same statements. Daniel chapter 7, Daniel 7, verse 23. And here it speaks of a person, of a man. Daniel 7, verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. So, all are included. This we all heard. China, Russia, even the Swiss banks shall come under the international control now. Everything is becoming reality. We are just so grateful that it is becoming reality. And that we can lift up our heads. For we know that our redemption is drawing near. But right here, in Daniel 7, it speaks then in verse 25 of this world person which will have the say-so, also in the singular. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto him 3.5 years. Here, the last phase, the last 3.5 years are spoken of, as we are told in Revelation chapter 13. Here, it is said to us, it is foretold to us, so that when it happens, then we are of course not here anymore. But the preparations are happening now. Revelation 13, verse 5. And there was given unto him, so a man, somebody, given unto him, a man who will be in a very high position in the world. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. The 42 months are exactly 3.5 years. What really touches me is that when these things are in preparation and that the last world empire is coming up before our eyes, and then it says in Daniel 7, verse 26 and 27, so when this will happening, and this will be happening, Daniel 7, verse 26, but then judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it forever. Once again, verse 27, emphasized especially. When this is happening, then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Our Lord and Redeemer will make all his enemies his footstool. Firstly, the Antichrist will rule the whole world, but then our Lord will rule. And it will be fulfilled what is written in Revelation 11. Revelation 11, verse 15. Revelation 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In connection with this, it really touches me. We cannot go into details, but in chapter 12, in Revelation, chapter 12, it's written in verse 10 and 11, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Then verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. You all know, before that, it speaks of the rapture. And Satan will be cast out when we go up. And we will be with the Lord forever. What is very important, brothers and sisters, that we, before the foundation of the world, we have been chosen to become an inheritance of God. It's not a coincidence that we have become believers. It's not a coincidence that we believe the promises of God. No, it was planned by God, by His grace. The whole plan of salvation of our God was made before the foundation of the world. And therefore it's written that our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. Everything what God wanted to do, He planned it before the foundation of the world. And we are just convinced that God, in this time, that He has called us out to speak with us, to reveal His word unto us, to bring us into agreement with Him and His word, to by this experience the completion by His grace. If we read Matthew 13, there the Lord opened His mouth and He said that what was hidden and what was decided before the foundation of the world, that He has proclaimed it. Matthew 13, and here we read verse 34 and 35. Matthew 13, verse 34 and 35. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake He not unto them. And now comes the wonderful confession, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. A parable is veiled in, but in this veil is that what God has purposed before the foundation of the world. And also we are ordained that what He revealed in His word, that we believe it. And we read to it Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1 confirms it. That we, the church of Jesus Christ, the elect, were really chosen before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And we will stand before Him. And we will stand before Him blameless, unblameable, unaccusable, completed, perfected by the grace of God. Everything is grace. Everything is grace. Whatever was given unto us. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, we have then the words of our Lord, of the completion of the work of redemption, which happened on the cross of Calvary. John 17. And I ask that we find ourselves herein, that we are addressed here, that we're not just reading and not just listening and hearing, but that we know now the Lord speaks to you, to me, to us. As he spoke then, so he speaks today through the same word to us. John 17 from verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. To all whom thou hast given him, given them eternal life. Because only by this we can live eternally. Verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is not an assumption. It's not an imagination. Eternal life is a divine reality given in Jesus Christ our Lord, from which John wrote in 1 John 5, whoever has the Son of God, he has eternal life. And he who has not the Son has not life. But here, please pay attention. Therein, this is eternal life. This is eternal life. That they might know you, the only true God. Not two or three. The only true God, knowing thee, and the revelation of God in his Son, to give us eternal life. So, it is revelation. It must be revealed to us by God, by his grace. Verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Finished the work. God finished his creation work and he rested on the seventh day. That what happened then had already foreshadowed the completion. With God, there's no half things. God has only one perfect redemption. And he has accepted and has received us in Jesus Christ. We are his inheritance for time and for eternity. And now comes again the thought, before the foundation of the world. Also he as the Redeemer, as the Lamb of God, before the foundation of the world, He was ordained for it, to suffer for us, to die for us, and to bring us the redemption. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before anything was, God purposed the plan of salvation. And in the course of time, he carries it out. In verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. So, from the very beginning, God took care for it, that there are people on earth who were chosen before the foundation of the world to be sons and daughters of God, with God forever. And we really wish that all who have not yet experienced the grace of God, who have not yet experienced a conversion, not yet a new birth, no experience of salvation with God, that it really happens tonight. That it really happens tonight, so that the Lord can carry out the redemption in all of us. Then we have verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Brothers and sisters, we can make all efforts. We just don't fit here. In no religious party, in no political party, we just don't fit anywhere. And as the Lord said, why? I have given them thy word. And the revelation of the word is connected with the will of God. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Then verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Then verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The love of God. Oh, the love of God. As a German song goes. Great grace. Brothers and sisters, in the last song which we have sung, it spoke of the redemption. And in the word, what was read as the word of introduction, if you really paid attention to it, it hits the kernel, namely our redemption. And as I was reading yesterday about it, that our Lord, even 6 hours, 6 hours he hang on the cross, 6 hours he hang on the cross. It was not just enough. Perhaps we read it so that all know where it's written. And it really came to my thought, our Lord, not just like this, he went there to the cross like this and that, and among all the reproach, he was beaten, he was spit at, beaten, the crown of thorns, he was mocked and scoffed at, after they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was spoken to as the king of Israel, and then, as written here, in Mark 15, Mark chapter 15, verse 25, Mark 15, 25, and it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And then, verse 33, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the third hour, he was nailed to the cross. In the sixth hour, the darkness came. In the ninth hour, he cried out. You can all read it. What happened then? Even vinegar they brought him so that he should drink. And then he cried out, it is finished. And then the veil rent of the temple. It rent into two pieces from top to bottom. If one reads the four Gospels and once again thinks about it, what it was, what he really took upon himself to give us the redemption, to give us the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation, and by it to give us eternal life. And then all who have to go through trials and through reproaches, don't be discouraged. If already a Job in the Old Testament was sitting on an ash heap, misunderstood by his friends, the whole his own house was destroyed, and then he could cry out, I know that my Redeemer liveth. In all his trouble, in all these difficulties, he knew that his Redeemer liveth. Brother and sister, regardless through what kind of trials you have to go through, what kind of destruction the enemy is doing, be still, be still. You know that your Redeemer liveth. You know that he went to the cross and that he cried out, it is finished. And that the blood of the new covenant was shed for our forgiveness. And that our Lord as high priest, that he went with his own blood into the most holy place. Brothers and sisters, Just to speak about a message is not enough. It must be the message of the cross and of the crucified one. The kernel must be hit. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Also this, we all heard of it, that the religions want to save now. And especially I was touched by that among the fellowships in Israel, there is just the opinion based upon John 4, the salvation comes from the Jews, that the church must be connected with the Judaism. The salvation comes from God. The salvation came from God to the Jews, and from the Jews it came to the Gentiles. From a nation doesn't come salvation. The salvation comes from God alone. But in the Messianic fellowships, I think 31 they are, they just claim that the connection to Israel, the connection to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, this we all need. I'm just so grateful that God also in this way, that he has helped us. And if then the Vatican, even the high personality says, the salvation, the full salvation is only in the Roman Church, then we say what is written in Acts chapter 4, and there is in no other name salvation, and there is no other name given among to men under heaven in which they can be saved. We are just so grateful that the Lord has a church on the earth which was not pulled into the error. Why not? Because we are an inheritance of the Lord, chosen before the foundation of the world. And as it was mentioned already before, that our names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life. For the whole world will fall for it, except the elect. Without exception, all will fall for it, and all will submit to it. Only the elect not. Here it's written. In Revelation, chapter 13, Revelation 13, here the end time is described, what would and will take place. And then we read in verse 8, Revelation 13, verse 8, and all, so to this last man, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. All, the whole world, all the religions, all and again all will worship him, will recognize him, acknowledge him. And then the wonderful statement, all whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Yeah? So let them go. You not. We not. We don't. You and I. And this is the grace. We recognized what election means. And our names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain from the foundation of the world. Just say amen to it. This is a divine fact. All the whole world with all its 7 billions, all the world government, the world capital, all will acknowledge it and they will submit to it. There's only one exception. These are the elect, whom God has called out in this time. For me, it's something precious, because we may believe now, as the scripture says, also all the promises which God has given in his word. Perhaps it's not necessary to every time mention and to speak about what God promised to us. But just be honest now. Shall we bypass God? Or shall the word of God be a lamp unto our feet? Can we believe as the scripture says? And we are really convinced that God, in this time, that he has given us grace to hear to that, to hearken to that, what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The whole world will hear this world authority. They will worship him. We will give all the glory, all the praise only to the Lord, and this for time and for all eternity. Let us summarize of what is actually all about. It is about that the Lord, the church, the bride church, all whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world, that he calls them out, that he reveals himself to us, that we are crucified with Christ, no own way anymore, no own will anymore, decide you alone, that we are really crucified with Christ. And as Paul said, that we died with him so that Christ can live his life through us. Brothers and sisters, if we think about it, that we all have the same Father through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God became our Father in heaven. And as a son goes forth from his Father, so we came forth from God. Please forgive me the English word patchwork. We're not something patched together. We are the seed of God. As Jesus Christ was the seed of God, who was promised from Genesis 3, verse 15, we were in him. We came forth from him. He is the second Adam. As we all go back to Adam, so we are also going all back to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. And it will be manifested in the resurrection and the rapture that we will be like him, as perfected sons and daughters of God, and we will be with him forever and ever. So, not a coincidence, but the grace of God was given to us. And we may believe every promise which the Lord has given to us. And then we are coming again to the point. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word, by every word. And then it's written in 1 Kings 17, in the last verse, the testimony of the woman, now I know that the word of God is the truth in thy mouth. And then we think on Isaiah 55, the word which came forth from thy mouth shall not return void unto me, but it will accomplish for what it was sent for. And then Peter writes, this is the word which we preached unto you. We didn't tell you stories. We didn't interpret. We preached God's original word. We have sown the original seed. And as Brother Kupfer said a couple of minutes ago, not only the seed, what is important, no, the field, there's a fourfold field. One can read it. Important is that God's word, God's seed, falls on a fruitful ground, that there are no thorns and thistles, hatred and envy and all the things of the old man are manifested. No, that we are circumcised in our hearts, that we have experienced a renewing of the heart, so that the word can really fall onto a prepared, fruitful ground. I'm the son of a farmer, and you know very well, one just doesn't sow somehow a seed. No, I've sowed many years ago. I know exactly how it is being sown by hand, how one has to pay attention to be in lockstep. Every step must be in harmony with the hand so that the sowing can take place. But the field was first plowed, the ground was prepared before the seed could be sown. And the same it is now. The Lord wants to prepare us. The Lord wants to prepare the hearts so that His word can fall as the divine seed into it. The Son of Man was sowing the seed, and He has entrusted unto us His word so that we sow the same seed with all the promises, with all what God's word tells us, that we preach it, and by this we sow it. Brothers and sisters, let us mention it confidently. God has given promises for our time, and these promises we believe with all our hearts. Now just briefly, we mentioned it, what is written in Daniel and what is written in Revelation. Everything points to it, that the time of grace is coming to its end. Israel is in the land of promise. The bright church is being called out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And if the number is full, then the door closes, and the bridegroom cometh to fetch his bride. And also this we will emphasize time and again. This is the most important time period in all of the plan of salvation. The most important time period in the past 6,000 years. And God has given us the privilege to sit at His feet, to sit at the feet of the Lord, with a believing, prepared heart to receive His word. And I am convinced that no one is in our midst who would make a question mark behind any word, who would have an inner resistance to any word. No. We are joined with God and His Word. He made His Word alive unto us. He revealed it unto us. And as we read in Matthew 13, also in our time, He has opened His mouth by the opening of the seals, by the ministry of Brother Branham. He revealed all the depths of the plan of salvation. It was proclaimed. God didn't lack anything. He did everything. He has sent a prophet in this prophetic time. And by grace, He has given us the access to everything what He has ordained for us. Now, just be honest. Also, among those, I don't say it by being puffed up. No, I say it all the directions within the message. With God, there's only one direction. And this is the alignment according to His Word. Everything else are own interpretations, which are missing the goal. And here we think on Brother Branham, who said time and again, one word in the Garden of Eden was enough to be twisted and to be left out. And then everything was misinterpreted. One word was enough, and therefore, by God's grace and by God's help, we at this place, we put emphasis onto the Word of God, to leave it in the original, and always to leave it there where it really belongs. Let us say it again. The end time is here. His coming is near. And if I see here all the young people, do you know what I'm thinking of? On 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Please pardon me, you old ones. But let me say it here tonight. For all the young people who still want to make a decision for life, that they do it in the will of God. Last Wednesday night, I was surprised that the Lord reminded us on this word. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1 to 8. All the young people should read it, who still think to have a future. What must be done? You must just think about it. Brothers and sisters, by the Spirit of God, it was revealed to the Apostle Paul that one brother, when a decision is made for life, that he shouldn't fraud his brother, but every brother should win his own wife. And the young man should thank the Lord that so shortly before the return of Jesus Christ, that you make the decision for life in the presence of God, by God's help, that you can do it, so that you also can be ready at the return of our Lord. God thought on everything. Just read it at home. Also the old people. I think it's verse 4, where it speaks of the vessel. Most translations are writing that he should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Most translations. But the connection brings it. It's his vessel, his wife. So the Lord put emphasis on God wants that we are doing in His will Be with me in this decision. Be with me. Help me. It must be our desire, whether old or young. It must be our wish. Paul writes in verse 3, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. And then how it, then he writes how it should be abstained, that everyone should know how to possess his own wife, his own woman. Everything God has put in order. Young people, rejoice that God thought on you, that he has given you this instruction. You fathers in Christ, let us all rejoice that God has given us instructions in his word. Just imagine, it's written here in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, before the rapture it's written. And after the instruction was given to the young people, it is addressed to all of us in verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now all are addressed. All are addressed. Then verse 10. And indeed, ye do it. Let us prove it by our deeds. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Only perfect love enters there. And the love doesn't do any harm to the neighbor. One just needs to read 1 Corinthians 13. Then one has to read Romans 5. That the love of God not just comes somehow. No, it is poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Brothers and sisters, we want to trust the Lord anew, that the blood of the Lamb, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God can work in all of us anew, very deep, that He can enter into us. That we experience the completion in the perfect will and love of God. And together, we will walk forward by faith. Let us summarize what's all about today. Tonight, it's about that all who have not yet experienced God, who have not yet experienced a conversion or new birth or renewing, that it happens tonight. And that the Lord confirms His word in all of us. Also by healings, that He can confirm it. Whether the time is here already, as Brother Branham has seen it in the completion, that the Lord will restore missing limbs, that extraordinary creation miracles on the body will take place. God most surely, whether it's weeks or months, it's for the last pull. It will happen. Healing is today. Redemption is today. Forgiveness is today. In fact, everything what the Lord has given to us through the cross, through his dying and suffering, through his sacrifice, All what he purchased for us. It's for us. The redemption is for us. The forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation, the deliverance from all the power of Satan, and the healing of all infirmities. For thus it is written, the Spirit of the God rests upon me to preach liberty to the captives. And for this reason we are here tonight. We have read it in Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If I would not have seen and experienced it personally, then perhaps I couldn't say it with this full authority and assurance. But if one was an eye and ear witness of the supernatural working of God, then, and if I can really say of a truth, it was not only written on the big banners, Jesus Christ the same, no, on the platform. It was manifested that blind born received their sight on the spot. Cripples were healed. They were carrying their stretchers and they walked out. The Lord really confirmed his word. Also, this we mentioned briefly recently. When Brother Branham spoke of the supernatural light, and when he said, the same light, the same pillar of cloud, the same pillar of fire, which was with the people of Israel, is today with us. Also the photograph from January 1950, when a man put a fist to the chin of Brother Branham, and was saying all kinds of things to him. And the photographers were there to ridicule him. And then, when this show was over, then Brother Branham said, I will not testify of myself. The Lord will do it. And then the two photographers, Mr. Ayers and Mr. Kipperman, who pressed the button on the camera, and then the supernatural light was above Brother Branham. And then Brother Frank was traveling to Washington on a December in the morning between 11 and 11:30. He was in the Hall of Art and he was holding the photograph in his hands. God doesn't owe us any answer. He has given it to us. And even Brother Branham said, now the light is over this and that person. Just think of it. Just think of it for one moment. That the Lord took himself the time. He descended. That he was present in the meetings. It's of course one thing to say or to read, I will be with you and I will to fulfill the promises. And it's a totally different thing to experience it really personally. I tell you, we must come to the point that we want to experience the presence of God. That it really happens also in our midst. To me, it's not enough that I say, that's how it was in the days of Brother Branham. We are still in the New Testament church time, in the time of grace. And Jesus Christ is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Please receive it and accept it. Because we, before the foundation of the world, because we were chosen, just as he, the Redeemer, was chosen as the Lamb of God before the foundation of the world, chosen to redeem us before the foundation of the world. Our names, the names of the elect, were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. And as our Lord opened his mouth to reveal what was hidden before the foundation of the world, and then it was revealed. Brothers and sisters, we have been really placed into heavenly places. We are in the presence of God. We are hearing the words of God, and the word falls in us onto a fruitful ground. It will be revealed, because the Spirit of God makes the word alive, and we are led into everything. To our God, who brings his work to completion, but please, in each individual, please have part in it. Not only to listen, but to say, Lord, let it happen with me. Let it happen in me. May the impact, may the effect of your word be revealed and manifested in my life. And may the heart, may the ground of our hearts be not only be plowed and prepared, but may it really be nicely prepared, so that we receive the word, and that we can find ourselves in the word. Ye, my beloved brothers, you who have part in the proclamation, may God bless you. May God bless all who are listening now all over the world. May God bless on all continents, from the east to the west, from the south to the north. May God bless all the young people whose names are also written before the foundation of the world into the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm really asking tonight all to believe it. To believe it. That's what it's all about. Whoever cannot believe it, he is in danger to not be included. You must believe God. Abraham believed God. Believe that you were redeemed. Believe that the price was paid for you. Believe that you were chosen before the foundation of the world. Believe that your name was written into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. Can you all believe it? God did it. This God has done without asking you. And he has helped us on the day of salvation. He called us. He pardoned us. And he blessed us. And also the special promises for this time, he has revealed them to us. May all worldwide be blessed in the name of the Lord. May all the elect receive and accept. May all submit and humble themselves under the mighty hand of the Lord. And may we all say with a sincere heart, Lord, give me the power. Lord, speak to me. Lord, have thine own way with me. Today, we will consecrate especially all the young people. You are really on our hearts, great and little, old and young. We all want to consecrate ourselves anew to the Lord. And we want to ask the Lord that this day will go into record of your personal life of faith. Let this be the day which the Lord has made for you. May he bless us all and be with us in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing, as so often the chorus, "Just as I am." Not my power, but you alone.
Noch einmal.
As we remain in prayer,
we would like to give
all the opportunity to all who to consecrate their lives to the Lord. God is present. Although the preaching was done in weakness, the Word of God has still the same power, and it will accomplish for what it was sent for. If we can include especially the young people, brothers and sisters, if we have young people in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, who really want to consecrate it, consecrating it so that you will be part in the rapture in full conscience, to consecrate your life fully to the Lord, to live a life well pleasing unto him. And we all will submit to it. We all will ask the Lord that it may happen with all of us, so that God well pleasing may rest upon all of us. Then we will ask the two sisters to sing a song, and during this song we ask all to come to the front, whom the Lord has called, whom the Lord spoke to, and we will pray together. This shall be an hour of consecration, an hour which we will really surrender fully to the Lord and saying, "Have thine own way with us. Please come now and sing this song."
Über Berge und Höhen geht mein Sehnen nach dem Land voller Frieden und Freud. Fließen hier auch im Kampf manchmal Tränen.
Ja, kommt.
Bald kommt Jesus, ach, wär es doch heut. Nimm, was dir nicht gefällt, doch von mir. Wie ich bin, Herr, so komm ich zu dir. Durch dein Blut wasch mich rein und voll Geistes lass mich sein. Gib mir Gnade, dir zu leben allein. Willst den Heiland du droben anschauen, mit den Heiligen im das heute dein Flehen doch sein. Nimm, was dir nicht gefällt, doch von mir. Wie ich bin, Herr, so komm ich zu dir. Durch dein Blut wasch mich rein und voll Geistes lass mich sein. Gib mir Gnade, dir zu leben allein. Will der Feind mit der Sünde dich fangen, auf den Weg des Verderbens dich ziehen, sind auch einige vom Herrn gegangen, dann bleib du ihm doch treu, ja, mit ihm. Nimm, was dir nicht gefällt, doch von mir. Wie ich bin, Herr, so komm ich zu dir. Durch dein Blut wasch mich rein und voll Geistes lass mich sein. Gib mir Gnade, dir zu leben allein. Nimm, was dir nicht gefällt, doch von mir. Wie ich bin, Herr, so komm ich zu dir. Durch dein Blut wasch mich rein und voll Geistes lass mich sein. Gib mir Gnade, dir zu leben allein.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Der Herr schenkt es heute.
The Lord gives it tonight to all, young and old, great and little.
Er hat das Verlangen in uns.
He has laid the desire into us, and please believe it. Now the moment has come. Really, the moment is come. Where in marriage, in family, with young and old, where really the will of God takes place, that God's well-pleasing can rest really upon us, and where the Lord can give his blessing to it. Now, all who are speaking other languages, may God bless you. You will all understand it the right way. We will pray together now. We will pray all together. We will believe together. And we will receive together. Great God, we are lifting up our hearts and our hands towards you. And I'm asking you for the consecration, for the devotion, so that all the young people, the whole assembly, the whole church, all marriages, all families, that everything is being blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. Have thine own way with a blood-bought flock, with all them whose names are written into the Lamb's Book of Life. Thy will be done. We are glorifying thy blood. We are glorifying thy word. The power of your Holy Spirit we glorify. Have thine own way, save, heal, deliver, and bless, confirm thy word today in all of us. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Bless in every country, bless every house. Bless all over the earth, your blood-bought flock. We believe you. We trust you. You will make it well. Blessed and praised. Blessed and praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise sei Gott.
Praise God.
Praise sei Gott. Praise sei Gott.
Praise be to God.
Da wir so international versammelt sind,
as we are gathered so internationally, let us sing. We are coming from east and west. We are coming from south. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, I thank you that you have blessed, that you have helped, that you pardoned, that you delivered, that you have forgiven, and that you have given a new beginning, a renewing in the depth of our hearts. You started so that all can put on the new man, which is created after God's own righteousness in holiness, as written in Ephesians chapter 4. Dear Lord, I thank you for the privilege that we can still have these kind of meetings, that people are coming from near and far, and thankful that all can be connected online all over the earth. Bless beyond our understanding and asking. Be merciful to all of us for your covenant's sake, for your word's sake, for your promise's sake, and complete thy work in our days. Complete it with and through all of us. And to you, the only true God, we give the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all the people say, and all the people say, Amen. Just remain waiting here. We just have to give you an announcement that we ask that all the parents are watching over their children, and that all is going forth in a good way. And if it's being translated, I just would like to excuse
myself.
I feel sorry that a few people have to sit in the dining hall to hear the word of God. Perhaps we still have to build a larger balcony so that we can all be in the main hall. We will lay everything before the Lord. He will bring it to pass. I thank all the brothers who are looking here, and I thank all my sisters who are helping, so that we are really one heart
serving the Lord, loving one another, doing and working for the kingdom of God. As a local church, it is to be announced that Brother Schurgelis passed away yesterday in the age of 82. He was called home. And we wish our sister Schurgelis with all our hearts God's blessing, God's comfort and help. And as far as we know, she's well. She knows that her husband is with the Lord now. Is there anything else to be announced? I thank you with all my heart that you have taken care that everything went on in a right way, in an orderly way. And all you who have found a bed in the rooms, just take it as it is. I don't know whether it looked better in Bethlehem, in the stable. Let us just be thankful that we have a roof over our heads and that we can come together in such way to hear the word and to have a fellowship with the Lord and with one another. Now the question, should someone have the desire to be baptized? Who would like to be baptized? Here's one sister, one brother. Is there somebody else? Perhaps we ask tomorrow again. May the Lord bless. Now we ask Brother Schmidt that he prays with us. Great God, we can say, as those disciples who went to Emmaus, did not our heart burn? Does not our heart burn? Thank you for your faithfulness, for everything what you have done for us, what you prepared for us. The word of truth, O God. Give grace that we receive it and that we do accordingly, that we praise your holy name for it. Here and all over who are connected, Lord, bless. We are thanking you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise, honor, and Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you. Each one is shaking hands with each one. May God bless us all. Amen.